President-elect Barack Obama is planning to be in Chicago, not Washington, D.C., this weekend. President Bush will host the Global Economic Summit that's taking place in the Capitol, and Senator Obama says he does not want to send mixed messages about who's in charge. Senior news analyst Daniel Shore wonders if the president-in-waiting should be playing a larger role.
The tradition of the long presidential transition is being shown to have its drawbacks. President-elect Barack Obama, despite his emphasis on only one president at a time, has found it necessary to use his first visit to the White House to urge President Bush to come quickly to the aid of the floundering auto industry. An unusual situation would be created next week if Congress returns for a lame duck session, faced with demands for a quick stimulus package and perhaps other measures to alleviate the economic stringency. Obama and Vice President-elect Joe Biden will still be senators, at least nominally participating in legislative measures which the incoming administration would have to enforce. Perhaps to overcome the perception of being involved with two branches of government, the senators should immediately resign their Senate seats. Obama also faces an outside world seeking protection from further financial crises and impatient with a long delay. The European Union last week demanded strong, ambitious, and operational measures to regulate the international economy. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, the current president of the EU, telephoned Obama as well as Bush, calling for action within the next 100 days. The president-elect presumably told him about one president at a time, which probably did not thrill the European leader, who has let it be known that he regards America's deregulation excesses as instrumental in bringing about the global economic collapse. Europe does not expect much from the 20-nation summit meeting scheduled for this coming weekend. Sarkozy is saying, "We demand to be heard and quickly," but he is unlikely to see any action before January 20th. Whether the one president at a time mantra survives these pressures remains to be seen. An alternative would be for both presidents to attend summit meetings and for both to agree on necessary measures, say, to change American strategy in Afghanistan. This is Daniel Shore.